This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The prestigious Sundance Film Festival is coming to Boulder. The city made the shortlist last year along with Cincinnati and Salt Lake City. It's been hosted in Park City, Utah since its inception in the 1970s. Organizers announced that Boulder's equity values, infrastructure, and ability to host future generations of filmmakers were best suited for festival needs. The event will involve multiple venues, including Red Rocks. Sundance will officially make the move to Colorado in 2027. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert held a telephone town hall with around 8,000 constituents last night. The majority of the questions were from people worried about what the Trump administration is doing and plans to do. Boebert staunchly defended the president, including the power he's given to businessmen along Musk, but she also pledged to hold Musk accountable.
If any wrongdoing occurs, I will absolutely work to hold anyone accountable in my role as a member of the House Oversight Committee.
House Republicans have advised their members not to hold in-person town halls in order to avoid potentially viral scenes. Colorado Republicans have taken that advice. They've either stuck to virtual events or refrained from holding them at all. Meanwhile, the Trump administration continues to fight a court order to rehire previously fired federal workers. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado says the positions are needed heading into summer.
We have been fighting for all of them, but in particular, the Forest Service people who have been laid off just as we're getting to the beginning of our fire season.
The Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to halt a lower court order to reinstate the laid-off employees on Monday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.